Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the Bee Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Good evening and welcome to the E-Lounge, everyone. I'm Annette Gomez, one of your co-hosts for this evening. The whole family's here. Kelly, Titania, Shankara. Say hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Listen, y'all, I just realized another year is about to be behind us. Time is flying. Can you believe 2 years ago, we started this journey to inspire and encourage our listeners. And what a journey it's been. It's been like adopting another family. We have cried and shared and personal stories, and our listeners have inspired us so much. Our own businesses have taken off. So we're taking a little time off next year to focus on our own growth, but not without thanking our listeners for being an avid and dedicated listener. So I know what this show has meant to me, but I'll share my thoughts in just a moment. But ladies, I want to know, what has this show meant to you all since we started it?
Oh, gosh. Hey, everyone. So much. I can't believe we did over 54 shows. Number one, like kudos to us, like celebration for us. But so many nuggets shared from our guests. What it really meant to me is that believe bigger. We brought so many guests that talked about so many different topics. And I truly believe as we enter into 2022, we have to believe bigger. Even if, you know, I have huge dreams, but my dreams now have catapulted to another level because of all the guests that has poured into the show. And so that's my main takeaway, is that I have to believe bigger, and my 2022 goals are going to serve just as that, believing bigger.
I like that, believe bigger. I think that was one of my takeaways too, but the one that really sticks with me is perseverance. No matter what comes your way, no matter what the obstacle, no matter if it's a pandemic, you know, whatever it is, persevere. Push through. Never, never, never quit. Because you never know what's on the other side for you when you push through. So I think perseverance is the thing that stuck with me the most, especially as, you know, all of us experienced, again, through this pandemic, through just living life, period. We've all experienced some things over the last couple of years, and our guests have shared things that they've experienced. And wow, from just recently breast cancer and, you know, loss and, you know, all kinds of things that our guests have experienced. And just, it motivates you and inspires you to hear how they said, you know what? Yeah, that happened. But that's not going to define me. And even if I have to reinvent myself, I will, but I'm going to keep on going.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Perseverance has definitely been my favorite for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And KJ, you touched on something. 2020 kicked us in the butt, didn't it, Shan?
Absolutely, it did. Kicked us in the butt out the door and brought us back in again. I'm telling you, it was a rough year. It was a rough year for sure. It absolutely. Wow. Wow. When we talk about what the show has meant to me, I was just sitting here reflecting, listening to what everyone else has said. And the words that come to mind for me are, I've had the opportunity to live some of my life through someone else's lens, and it's helped to validate some things that maybe I didn't necessarily think were real, or I should have experienced in my business or whatever. They've helped me to validate that we all go through things, right? I've been able to look at myself through someone else's lens, right? And really understand that, you know, we are all going to go through things, and that we're built for this. Whatever that this is, we're built for it, right? We're built for it. He wouldn't have given us the gifts and the talents that he's given us if we weren't. And so by being able to You know, I thought this show was going to be all about helping other entrepreneurs, but lo and behold, little did I know, they were going to help me too, right? So it's been a give time in my life. It's just been allowing me to see so many different things through other people's eyes and be able to reflect on my own life. And then to, like Tanya and like Annette and Kelly all said, you know, found some tools that helped me, you know, level up even more, right? And so, and I think a lot of us have been doing that, not even knowing we've been taking what we've been learning on this these podcasts from our guests and leveling up. And that leveling up is just putting us to a whole nother level, right? We've inspired another level. So I think it's just been a win-win situation, but it's been looking through at my own entrepreneurial endeavors through someone else's eyes and also recognizing that I was built for this, whatever this is.
Absolutely. And I'm going to take the easy way out. I'm going to put a big bow around everything y'all just said. Ditto. Ditto. I'll just touch before we move on to the next discussion question. For me, I don't know if you all remember Magic Johnson had a show back in the 80s and it didn't last very long, but one night he had Jasmine Guy on. Jasmine was trying to figure out how she was going to be on Broadway in the play Chicago, and she was so scared. And someone gave her the best advice, and they said, listen, be scared and do it anyway. And I think this is what this show has meant to me. I'm looking at people like that started from nothing, that came through so many things, and just were able to springboard into whatever that they were doing. And I'll probably mention her name a couple times throughout this broadcast. When I think about Precious Williams and moving from a state of losing everything, you know, she had a law degree, and because she had lost somebody so important in her life, she couldn't see the forest between the trees. I think I'm saying that expression wrong. You know what I mean? But to watch her climb out of her stuff, people have gone through divorces and can't function. And then here they are running these amazing businesses. So I think that's what it's meant for me, that you can, and I think KJ touched on it, you can pick yourself up, you can do this, I promise. And I think there were shows where we offered resources, and that's the one thing I loved about the show. You know, how do I go to get help? How do I do this? And so that's what, you know, it's kind of meant for me. So I kind of took the easy way out, but yeah, everything you all just said. But is there a favorite guest that you guys can think of? I mean, they were all special, but anybody that, you know, helped move you in a certain way?
Yeah, I think for me, I don't know what it was about her. Just, you know, when they say kindred spirits, no kindred spirits. Just something about her spirit, and I think her journey just resonated with me. And that was Gayle Keys Allen. You know, I don't know if any of our guests remember, she came on and talked about how to increase your attraction through your thoughts, right? How to increase your attraction through your thoughts, and how you can yield that power to do that. And just to listen to her own testimony, you know, she'd gone through a divorce. I guess when I'd gone through a divorce, just there were some similarities there that just really resonated with me. But just to see how she was just, I mean, she had elevated herself to a level where, you know, you can say what you want to say, but I'm about to do this thing again, whatever that this is, I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it big. And she just, her spirit, her tenacity, it just registered with me. You know, I think, I know you said we only had one, but I actually had a couple. Gina Young, from a financial perspective, she talking about, you know, getting your finances in order. Monique Biderman talking about legacy building, you know, anything that deals with finance, everybody knows I'm all into it. So it just, I can't pick a favorite guest, but I can say the one that resonated with me the most, just because I think I felt a kindredness to her, and the story she told was definitely Gayle Keys Allen, who talked about increasing your attraction power through your thought. She did it for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I have written down here this morning.
What?
Same people, Gayle Keys Allen and Monique and Gina.
Isn't that amazing? That's why we're business partners. That's why we're business partners.
So I was writing down this morning as I was reflecting. I do want to add with Shardell Moore, I just love the May Manifestation Month, because it shared a lot about what we talk about as far as elevation and growth. And I believe that manifestation, we had such great discussion, us ladies, about manifestation, and you know, years ago, our parents didn't really believe in like manifestation. You need to go and pray to God. I think Kelly talked about that a little bit, what it meant about, but I think it's real. I think it's when you focus on and you believe in it, it can come to fruition. So Gail and Chardell touched on that. Their energy was magnetic. I also, anything finance, money, generational wealth, that's right on my, I could talk about that all day long. So Monique and Dina talked about that as well. And then my heartstrings was Tangi. Her whole journey of her breast cancer journey over 2021 just brought me to a place of more humbleness, that it can happen to anybody, any of us at any given time. You are not immune to this disease. And so her transparency, her strength, her courage around it. I looked on social media this evening and she is in LA with her son celebrating. I'm just loving watching her have gone through the journey, and now she's coming on the other side and just enjoying what life has to offer. So those are my favorites. Kelly, over to you.
Okay, so y'all took my favorites. I liked them too, but I also, I had to, there's so many that I loved. So many. And you guys nailed it. The ones on financial wellness and legacy wealth and your mindset and, you know, manifestation. Gosh, those are the stories, the heartstrings, you know, the ones that pull your heartstrings, our nonprofit folks, Tangi and Kaneta. So I had to think, okay, what are my other favorites? You know what? That Black Lives Matter series that we did. Oh my goodness. Wow. And it was so timely and relevant. Emotions were high and I really feel our guests brought it home. You know, Carlos talking about our physical wellness, and we had the pastor come in and talk about spiritual wellness, and just, you know, it really brought home that it's not, you know, as entrepreneurs, yes, we're individuals, but it's also about community and connections and, you know, doing this thing together and lifting each other up. And so that, I think that was my favorite series, the Black Lives Matter series. But if I had to pick, so, all right, I'm going to just throw this out there. You talk about kindred spirits. My favorite guest was my sister, Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Lee. For, you know, for my own personal reasons, but it's such a joy to see her blossom into the magnificent entrepreneur that her and her husband are, and to see them do it together, you know, which really, you know, made me cry, because I'm just like, oh, you know, I want that too, you know. But to see them, you know, really do the thing together as a married couple, and that came out of our married, was love got to do with this here? I don't know.
That was it.
The series.
Love and relationships.
Love and relationships. Yeah. So y'all know that's near and dear to my heart this year. So yeah, right. I think Heather and Lee, and then they broke down some really great tools and tips on how to establish your business, some tools and tips on how to run your business. So it was good. It was good. So we've had some great ones this last couple of years.
Yeah. And that's a perfect segue for me, Kelly, because Heather will always be a baby. You know, there's like a 10-year gap between us. So that, yeah. So for me, the segue for that was that I don't know why Sydney Collins is just the most amazing on top of everybody that you all just named. So a couple things here, Sydney Collins, because this child, I don't think I acted like that at her age, right? I was still trying to figure it out. Yeah, right? And so she's right. You know how our elders say she's been here before. So let's add Sydney to that mix. So I think that was a great one. When, I don't know if it was to Shan that opened up about Gail, Gail reminded us that we also took the show to another level because it started off as entrepreneurship, but then it blossomed into something else. So that's another key moment for me. And then also, don't forget about the men that was in our circle that, you know, KJ just touched on, the pastor. There was a gentleman, and I hope I don't get the wrong person. I don't know if it was Kevin was his beginning, his first name. But Kevin talked about vulnerability and how in the African-American community, we don't seek help. And that's something that we also touched on. I think that was really, really important, particularly in 2020. So many different things that or individuals that we could, you know, go through. So I think that kind of put a bow on that for me. And it's hard, you guys, because they were all our favorite. They all touched us in so many different ways. But we're going to take a break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk about how some of these individuals, or how has the show helped shape our own businesses. We'll be back in just a moment. We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it, because truly it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
Hey out there, if you guys are just joining us here in the lounge today, as you guys have heard our wonderful co-host Annette say, we are taking a hiatus. And so today's show is dedicated to talking about all the different shows and the lessons we've learned and the things that have inspired us as we seek to close out this series. And so we're just kind of just having some open dialogue here around the table here in the lounge today, as we're all drinking coffee and tea this morning. And so, you know, one of the things when we left off, we were talking about like things, what the show's meant to us, you know, who our favorite guest was. And now we want to talk about a little bit about, you know, how has this show actually shaped each and every one of us, right? As all of our guests know, we are all entrepreneurs here on the show. If you guys don't know, Tatiana and I are business partners. We own a travel agency. Annette owns an amazing voiceover business. Kelly owns an amazing venue that she rents out for different events. So we're all entrepreneurs at heart and at spirit. And so this show has not only fed our guests, but it's also fed us. So I want to take a moment just to kind of go around the table here this morning and ask my other co-hosts, you know, how they think our guests, right? Because like I said before, we thought we were pouring into our guests, but little did we know, okay, God had a plan. They were pouring into us just as much as we were pouring into them. So I want to ask my other co-hosts how they feel that this whole show that we've done the last 2 years, how it has shaped our or their individual businesses. So I'm going to start with you, Kelly. How do you feel the show over the last 2 years has shaped your business and your entrepreneurial spirit and endeavors?
So first of all, you said coffee and tea. Can you add mimosa?
Touche. Put all your business out there this morning, okay? I was not putting all your business out there this morning, but since you said it, yes, let's add mimosas to the list of our beverages this morning, okay?
Oh my goodness. Oh, so I tell you what, the show really has done more for me internally. You know, in terms of inspiring and motivating and I think it did more for me internally. Because, you know, you can Google how to start a business. You can Google how to fill out a piece of paper to get your nonprofit started. You can figure some of those mechanics out. But I think what really, really got me was how people reinvented themselves, how they, you know, how they branded themselves, and not just branded themselves from a logo perspective, but from an energy perspective, right? What energy are you putting around your business? And how are you drawing people? And what, you know, are you authentic in your presentation, so that people are like, you know what, I see them, or I see her, I see him, and I like their vibe, and I want to be a part of what they're doing, whatever that business is, right? So I think, you know, the energy, the vibe, the drive, all of that. I think that's what I really got out of it and helped my business really thrive this year, like I've never seen before. And it's because I looked at it with fresh eyes, as not just a business, but as an extension of Kelly, you know, and right. How do other people look at me is how they're going to look at my business. And so that's kind of the other dimension of your branding. So yeah, that's what I got.
Wow. Yeah. And I think we all keep saying it in a different way, you know, and I just can't, I think we're very grateful, because as I said before, I heard you say, Kelly, everything I heard you just say, it still comes back to you report into just as much as you put into everyone else. And all that pouring, it helped you to elevate, right? Elevate, inspired you. And I just think that's just an amazing thing, how sometimes we do things thinking with one purpose, but not understanding God's purpose, right? Not understanding God's purpose. And he's just been amazing this whole 2-year journey with this podcast. So I definitely—
That's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanya, I'm gonna let you kind of talk. You know, tell us, you know, from your eyes, right? From our shared entrepreneurial endeavor, how do you think the show has shaped our business?
Kelly touched on it in a couple of different ways, but I also think that for me, I know that social media is a must. Mm-hmm. And so as I look at all the entrepreneurs we brought into the lounge, I went and checked them out on their individual, you know, business pages. And we had to step up our social media game, to be quite honest, because, you know, social media can be a wonderful thing. It can also be a curse. So having a good balance with social media and building your family, tribe, community, however you say that, is important. Credibility, genuine, trustworthy. Those are the words that kind of resonate with me when I'm thinking about how you can really attract those people who you want to support your business, and then in turn also support their business. And so, I learned so much from people who came into the lounge and just shared their business practices and lessons learned, and have been able to take those same practices and incorporate them into our business, which has elevated amazingly. So I'm just grateful, because those are, you know, nuggets that they drop into the lounge, and I take them, tweak them, fine tune them, and execute. And so we were able to do that this year. And so that's the one main thing that I think social media is a must, and you have to have it in order to reach people that you'll never ever meet personally in your life. So that's my 2 cents.
Right. And I have to just take a moment and kind of give kudos to Tanya about that, because she's absolutely right. She is definitely, she has studied social media. Everyone knows I'm the in the background kind of girl, but she studied that social media thing. And when I tell you, she has put some strategies in place that I am 100%, you know, we both talked about the strategies that we wanted to put in place, but when it comes to social media per se, right? Actually, you know, being in there every day, living and breathing it. I mean, that girl's on that phone, that little one finger on that phone every day. I don't know when you sleep, because I don't sleep, because I'm on the back end stuff, and she's on the social media stuff. But we're a good mix, a good balance. But she owned it, and I can say she has taken a lot of lessons we've learned from our guests. I can 100% co-sign that and say she's executed on them. So absolutely, from her standpoint, I think that's a great tidbit to share, because social media, unfortunately, in so many ways, like Tanya said, it is, some people live their lives through social media, right? And it's become a tool that is it's a necessity, and it can be a curse or it can be a good thing. You just have to learn how to find a balance for it.
Yeah.
You know, sharing about, you know, how we think that the show has shaped our own business. I think too, one thing I think for Tanya and I is that we've both done is, and I'm going to speak for me. I don't want to say this for, I have learned to find comfort in our authenticity. I have found comfort in our authenticity. We have had a number of guests on the show that have really helped to drive home the fact that you have a business, but you have to be authentic in your business, right? You want people to understand that this is not just a business, it's a passion for you, which our business is truly a passion for us, right? We love to travel. We love to see people travel. So I think for me, the one thing the show has definitely done is it's shown me that we can be authentic in the products and the services that we offer, and that will resonate with people far more than trying to be an emulator, right? Or duplicator, right? Be authentic in what it is that you do. Whatever your entrepreneurial endeavors are, you could all sell ice cream, but you need to sell ice cream authentically, right? Let it be a reflection and extension of who you are and your passion about it, and not try to emulate or duplicate someone else. So I think for me, this show has shown me it's okay. It is 100% okay to be authentic, right? Authentic in how we execute our business, and to stay true to our brand. Don't deviate from our brand. And that everything else, you know, will fall in place. So that's been my big takeaway, just from the outpouring we've gotten from our guests who've gone through so many things and learned the lessons about those things they've gone through. You know, all of them have said, you know, you have to own your brand. You have to be authentic. You have to have a purpose. You have to be passionate about it. And it just really it encouraged me personally. And Tanya, too, I know for a fact, encouraged me personally to just, you know, be authentic in my approach and how we have executed on our brand. We rebranded this year, how we executed. And as Tanya said, we had to pivot. COVID made everybody pivot, right? So we had to pivot. And just how we executed, it's all been from the heart. It has been 100% from the heart, from our passion, from our purpose. And we have definitely seen the fruits of our labor come to fruition this year as a result of it. So absolutely. You know, Net, over to you. You know, what do you think has shaped your business? And I already know there's a whole lot from the last your business.
Because we all seen it. We all have a front row seat.
All over the place, right? We're messing around. We're going to a premiere real soon, right? Okay.
Oh, you're too kind. You're funny. Keep your fingers crossed. I am slowly learning that. What does my girlfriend always say? There's a process to it. I'm saying it wrong. Because every once in a while, I'll check in on two projects I'm working on in patience. I'm learning patience. So my response to your question is a little different from everybody, even though I agree with everything. They've taught me to work through fear in helping with people. Isn't that interesting, you guys? I know I'm a little different.
No, it's not.
That's good.
I am.
That's awesome.
So scared to do anything. And so what I have learned is to move through fear. And failure is not a bad thing, you guys. It just means that you need to go in another direction. How about that? So we get all caught up in, oh my God, I didn't do this right. I didn't do this right. And it just means net, you're supposed to go in another direction. So I'm not trying to get out of the question, you know, quickly, but that is what I've learned. And also I've learned from a marketing person that you use that I'm not now using, Tamika Walker-Chackman, that you have to own it. And Tamika will say things to me sometimes like, Annette, you need to post more. And I'm like, no, because I don't want anybody to think I'm saturating. She's like, girl, now how are they going to know about your business if you don't put it out there? And I'm like, well, no. So I'm always moving through fear, y'all. So I've learned that fear is not a bad thing and failure is not a bad thing. So that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned.
Oh,
that's
how they appreciate.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like that.
But, you know, she, and that Kate kind of gave the question a different spin. She talked about both, you know, how it shaped her, but also just what her favorite lesson is, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good idea. I want to ask that question. What has been your favorite lesson, Kelly? What's been your favorite lesson?
Great segue, because I was going to say no failure. And that comes from Lexi, actually. Mm. And Lexi talked about, you know, she doesn't believe in failure. There are no failures. There's only lessons. There are lessons that propel us forward. And we use those challenges that we've experienced, to learn from them, take the, you know, take the lesson and do better. Take the lesson and do personal development if need be, to make sure that you are increasing in that area, because it's only there. Those challenges are there to point you to where you need to level up, mm-hmm. where you need to grow, so that you can be all that you, you know, I hate to use the army thing, but so that you can be all that you can be, you know?
Absolutely.
So thanks, Annette, for that, because that was a great segue. That was my favorite lesson. Because you can beat yourself up,
yeah.
you know, about how great, especially when you're type A and you're a perfectionist.
Yes.
No one on this call, definitely not me, but you're a perfectionist, is just like, you know, oh my God, how could I have been so stupid? How could you can beat yourself up.
Yeah.
And instead of doing that, you know, let it lift you, let it propel you forward, and do the personal development. That's the other thing. My other favorite lesson. And, you know, our favorite personal development guru on as one of our co-hosts, Titania, you know, would say, you know, if you're not doing personal development, you're not going to grow. So doing that personal development, reading, doing seminars, you know, talking to other people, whatever the thing is, but doing personal development. And then, okay, so my last one, okay, I had a couple lessons. All right.
Jeez. Did we all?
So, but my last one is investing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all the different ways. So, you know, we talked about, you know, personal wealth, family wealth, like, you know, building a legacy of wealth for your family, but also Bitcoin and some of the other, you know, new ways of investing out there. Again, our investment guru, Titania, bringing these things into us. But yeah, investing, that really, and I doubled and tripled down on my investing this year as a result of our shows. And so, and I think, you know, growth in all of those three areas, not being afraid to fail, having, you know, investing in my personal development, but also investing financially.
Awesome. That is awesome. 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 You know, this is, you touched on a couple of points. I'm in that kindred spirit zone with you, Orm, but what I want to do here is take a pause for the cause. We got to go pay some bills, guys. So okay, stay with us if you're listening. This is the E-Lounge, and we're having our roundtable discussion as we talk about what the show has meant to us. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're here in the lounge. I'm here with my co-host, Titania, Kelly, and Matt, and we're just having an amazing roundtable discussion as we're reflecting on all that the E-Lounge has meant to each and every one of us over the last 2 years. And if you were with us before we went to break, we were talking about what has been our favorite lesson that this show has taught us. And so Kelly had just kind of shared with us some of her lessons. And I want to take a minute to just kind of talk about something she just said about her and Annette both talked about fear, right? And failure, fear of failure, right? I think for me, I took the same lesson, but I think I took it a little different way. I took the lesson as you're going to fail in some things. Be okay with it. You're going to fail in some things and be okay with it. It's a lesson to be learned. It's an experience to be had. Move through it, push through it, don't stop and keep going. But I learned you're going to fail in some things that no, and I think I've heard Steve Harvey say it. I've heard some of the amazing financial gurus talk about it. You know, you got to take that leap, right? And you're not going to always land on solid ground. And if you don't, it's okay. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you try again, and it's okay. So I think that was a big lesson that I took from the show this year, in that you can't just get it all right. And Kelly talked about eight personalities, and I am definitely one. I'm going to go ahead and co-sign that, triple co-sign that. I am an A personality. I don't like not being able to have a plan B, plan C, and plan D in place in case plan A fails. That's just my personality. And I've learned that when you're in business as an entrepreneur, that's great. You can have a plan A through Z, but something may come out that may happen that may make all those plans, right, irrelevant and ineffective. So you have to learn that one part of entrepreneurship, I think, is learning how to go with the flow, right? How to grow through the flow, right? That's my phase. Grow through the flow, because failure is going to happen. It's about how you respond to it and whether or not you learn the lessons as to whether or not you can elevate yourself and move on to the next level, to do whatever it is next that God has called you to do, right? So definitely you have to grow through the flow, absolutely. So that was one for me. And then I think the other lesson that I learned, I think I kind of touched on a little bit earlier, was that you have to be open to leveling up, right? You sometimes you're not even open, you're very set in your thoughts. And that has been my personality in a lot of respects. And I've blessed over the few years I've grown. You can't be set in your thoughts. You can have a vision, right? And this vision, you see this vision, you don't, it's just tunnel vision. You see it this way. And that may not be the way that's going to come to fruition, right? It may take some turns. It may take some deviations. It may take a whole lot of different things, some loop-de-loops. But you have to understand that you have to be more fluid in your approach as to how you attain that vision. It may not happen the way that you, your business plan said it's going to happen 100%. And you've got to be okay with it, again, growing through the flow. So those definitely are the lessons that I think that the guests have taught me over the last 2 years that we've been doing the show. And my other lesson, which is a personal lesson, because Tanya and them know this about me, I don't like to talk a lot. I'm good in my little circles, but I'm a fast talker. If you guys didn't know that on the show, I am. And so it's really challenged me to up my ability to really to be conscious as best as I can of the fact that I'm a Southern girl and I talk fast. So for me, it's really been a personal growth thing for me, right? To hear myself on the airways, I'm like, oh my God, that's me on the airways. And to actually grow through that and know that, you know, this was part of my journey, that God brought me here for a reason. And I had to grow through this and get this lesson too. So I have I'm very comfortable now, right? Talking on the airways and just in public in general. I'm not a big talker in that respect. So not in large groups. So it's also been a growth thing for me just personally, as far as speaking in public or speaking on the airway. So I'm very appreciative of that and very grateful for that. So those are my lessons. Tanya, I'm going to toss over to you. What's been your favorite lesson from the show?
Y'all done hit it all. Like living with this millennial in the house, Kelly. Alexi, when I tell you, she has stretched me to no end. And so fear is not even an option coming from Lexi. So I've learned that Shankar said it, you're going to fail in some things and it's okay. And she's taught me that. So I love that. What else? Live every day like it's your last. I am no longer putting things, I'm going to do that next year. Nope. I'm doing it now. Whatever I want to do, unapologetic, I'm doing it today. Because I truly believe, like you all ladies said, every day is a gift. And I'm not putting no more things off. If I can afford to do it, and it's in alignment with my purpose and my passion, I'm doing it. And so the guests have taught me that as well.
Not to override, but I'll hate myself if I don't say this. My girlfriend says this to me all the time, Annette, we have more years behind us than in front of us. So you better do it now.
That's what I said. That's my mantra, Tanya.
I'm telling you, Shankar and I talked about that this week, and take some risk. Kelly and I have connected with the investing piece of it this year. And we talked a little bit about her hesitation and I'm a big risk taker, right? So I've always been. My husband, totally different. But little risk. Kelly is seeing now that her little risks are turning into big profits when it comes to investing. I'm so proud of her because she was so nervous, but just taking little risks, little by little, and then you'll get comfortable with it, right? And so I'm going to continue to take my risk. My risk is a little bit bigger, but it's okay because I'm still going to, those risks have paid off, right? And so I've lost a lot, but I've gained more than I lost. And I'm just going to continue to be guided by my inner self and just know that, don't you all hate when, I don't want to say hate this, but you know, when you tell someone something, the first thing they go to, well, let me pray about it. Well, God sometimes put things in your path, because sometimes you could pray about it for 10 days, right? 2 weeks. And then you just become paralyzed with praying about it. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So you have to make sure that you, of course, align with what God has for your life. But some things God just drops it in quickly as an opportunity. And sometimes we don't see those as opportunities. We see those as hindrances because we're scared. It all goes back to fear. It's time in 2022 to step out, ladies. Step out, our XP Lounge podcast listeners. Don't let fear hold you back. Yeah, you'll lose a little something. You ain't going to jail.
Y'all heard it. We done said we're to our financial inspiration show for this morning, because if you guys didn't know, you heard Kelly say it, and I'll say it. She is the one who is always researching all of our investments, and she's one that got the greatest investment. And she's, like she said, she's made a lot. She's lost a lot.
I lost a lot. Yeah. Shankar, you're right. You know that. And we all have lost a lot. So I think that's a little bit of a hindrance. Like we lost so much, but y'all, things are shifting. We're becoming digital across the world. You better get on board or get out the way, because it's shifting, whether you're going to shift with it or not. Absolutely. And so I'm just excited to be connected to you ladies. We have to continue our investment talks outside of the podcast. Y'all can't be privy to everything. Right? So y'all can't be privy to everything when we talk about in co-hosts, but I'm just grateful for so much. So many lessons learned. And you know, having a millennial here in the house with me has taught me that failure is not an option. And never thought I would learn so much from her, thinking, you know, you're the parent, you're the teacher. But we learn so much from our kids. Shankar and I talk about that too with her kids. So yeah, just good stuff. Ending on a good note.
Wow. I have to say that this has been such a tremendous experience. And I want to give God the glory right now.
Absolutely.
For the idea and for giving us what we needed to take the idea to the next level, and then the opportunity to touch thousands of people, you know, with our guest stories, with our stories. And what an incredible journey this has been over the last couple of years. So I want to give God the glory and tell him thank you, thank you, thank you for what he has done so far and what I know he's going to continue to do through not only this platform, but each and every one of our platforms, our businesses, XTD Travel, What a Voice Communications, The Pavilion, all of our businesses. I'm just thanking him in advance for all that he's doing and all that he's going to do in the future for us, and especially for our listeners. And so with that, this isn't really actually goodbye. You know, the lady said it earlier, it's a hiatus because our businesses are doing so very well right now. We're going to kind of shift focus. But as we take this elevator together to bigger and better and elevate to vibrate higher and higher, we'll see you on the rooftop because we're not going anywhere. We're just switching up the venue. We're going from the e-lounge to some other venues now. And so, and then maybe we'll come back to the e-lounge maybe later. But right now, we're just switching up the venue. And that's what it's all about, right? You've heard each one reach one. But how about each one uplift one? Each one teach one? Each one show one how to make it happen and how to get beyond ourselves and make it to the top. So nope, not goodbye. More like see you later. But don't be surprised if you get an invite from the e-lounge for a soiree. Did I say that right? Soiree? To chop it up about strategies and boss moves. No, seriously, stay connected with us. We're going to stay connected to you. Best believe that. Beyond the mic, beyond the static sound waves of the podcast, beyond a Facebook page and social media. We're not saying goodbye. We're saying we're going to see you in some other venues and we're going to see you later. So stay connected to us. We're going to stay connected to you. We've got a whole lot of work to get in, y'all. So let's go. We're making some moves. Right, ladies?
That's correct.
You got it. Yes. And we want you all making some moves too. So if you're ready, come on, y'all. We're ready to see you at the top. So this is the e-lounge. Ladies, each one of you say a little something as we sign off from the e-lounge today. Annette?
God bless you. Thank you so much for standing with us through these last 2 years. It has been amazing. We have learned so much and we couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you so much for the support and love that you've been giving us.
Amen. Titania?
I echo Annette. Thank you so much, e-lounge listeners. Without you, this would not have been possible. This platform has changed lives. And I believe that. Let's go in 2022, y'all, and let's believe bigger.
Shakara?
Yeah, I just want to say, echo everyone's sentiments. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. Thank you for allowing us to inspire you and for you to equally inspire us. As we grow through the flow, I wish everyone that's listening to us much success in their business and personal endeavors. And as Kelly said, it's not goodbye. We're just going to a different level. We'll meet you on that higher floor. So take care and be well.
All right. And with that, we'd also like to thank our producer, Daryl Spears. You have been wonderful. You have been awesome. And we love you. We love you. We love you. So with that, the e-lounge signs off, you guys. Take care. We love you. Bye-bye.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab